Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Monday, March 1st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula, right here at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding Maria Perez Tercios, age 44, Octavia Omar, age 1, and Araceli Perez, age 3, who are all last seen in Wauchula on February 26th at 10 p.m. Subjects are traveling in a green Ford Explorer with four white doors. If you know any information regarding their whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. And John Travius Trey Perry is wanted for murder and is believed to have fled the Highlands County area. If you have any information, please call 863-402-7200. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Heartland Pediatrics is looking for a medical receptionist. 1 year of customer service and computer skills are preferred. Holman Automotive Group is looking for a service assistant. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. And Primo Water is looking for a customer service supervisor. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. HardyMidday@gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, be sure to send them in. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 83 degrees out, feels like 90, intermittent clouds with a 21% chance of rain. Air quality fair, the maximum UV index is 6, high. Winds south-southwest at 9 miles an hour with gust up to 16. Humidity is very humid, 64%. The dew point 69, cloud cover 52%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 21,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs. Last updated, 10.06 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds around 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, patchy fog toward morning, lows in the upper 60s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour and a 20% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag producers who have not yet enrolled in the agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs for 2021 must do so by March 15th. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, program enrollment for 2021 is required in order to participate in the programs, but elections for the 2021 crop year are optional and remain the same as 2020. ARC and PLC provide income support to farmers from substantial drops in crop prices or revenues. Tom Vilsack was confirmed to return as Secretary of USDA in a 92-7 Senate vote, the job he held during the Obama administration. According to AgWeb.com, while farm groups praised Vilsack's nominations, the returning Ag Secretary will face political headwinds in farm country. In the first Farm Journal Pulse gauging support for the Biden administration, only 14% of the 1,459 farmers surveyed approved of the job he's done so far. 75% strongly disapprove. Pilgrim's Pride has pleaded guilty and sentenced to pay over $107 million in fines for its participation in a conspiracy to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chicken products. AgriMarketing.com reports in a plea agreement entered in the U.S. District Court in Denver from as early as 2012 through at least 2017, Pilgrim's participated in a conspiracy to suppress and eliminate competition for sales of broiler chicken products that affected at least $361 million in Pilgrim sales.
Impressions on social media. They're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The intersection of agriculture and space is always a fascinating topic to cover. This one hits close to home, as the University of Florida is partnering with One Florida Cattle Ranch and NASA to evaluate grazing procedures. Chris Wilson, a UF IFAS Assistant Professor of Agronomy and Agroecologist, is heading a project aimed at using data from NASA satellites to monitor grazing management on Florida cattle ranches. Chris explains the struggles of Florida cattle ranchers in properly evaluating pasture grass and how these new tools can help.
A lot of ranchers in Florida operate at really large scales, thousands of acres, and so it's hard to go out and measure how much pasture grass you have. What quality of grass do you have across space on a, you know, many thousands of acre ranch? We've got a variety of field. Promise of remote sensing, and we've you know demonstrated this with some past projects, is that you can get a lot of insight into these spatial variations in your production and in your quality.
Chris and his team are also partnering with Deseret Ranch, the largest cattle operation in Florida, for the study. They're hoping this project gives insight on effective grassland management plans as well as evaluating ecosystems.
Really help facilitate that land management side. But long term, we're also interested in quantifying some of these ecosystem services. So what role do these ranch lands play in sequestering carbon out of the atmosphere? Those kind of questions.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened sharply higher this morning, kicking off the new month with a rally immediately after the opening bell. AT&T is spinning off its DirecTV into a new company for a fraction of the $48.5 billion it paid for the satellite TV service in 2015.
DirecTV has lost millions of customers on AT&T's watch. Private equity firm TPG will own 30% of the new business. AT&T will hold the rest. AT&T launched streaming service HBO Max last year and is focused on building that business, upgrading its wireless network with next-generation 5G technology, and building more fiber-optic internet infrastructure.
Correspondent Jeremy House. American manufacturing expanded last month at the fastest pace in 3 years, buoyed by a surge in new orders. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Bucks beat the Clippers last night 105-100 to get their fifth straight win. Giannis Antetokounmpo scoring 36 points and has scored at least 35 points in four straight games. He's the first Bucks player to do that since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1973. Celtics win a 111-110 comeback over the Wizards despite 46 points by Bradley Beal. Lakers rout the Warriors 117-91. LeBron James scoring 19 points in his 1,300 regular season appearance. James is just the 23rd player in NBA history to appear in that many regular season games. Grizzlies pound Houston 133-84 for the Rockets' 11th straight loss. Knicks 109-90 winners over the Pistons. Suns beat the Timberwolves 118-99. And it was the Charlotte Hornets stunning the Sacramento Kings 127-126 with a late rally. This is SRN Sports. Vi Ripken, the matriarch of the famed Orioles family that includes Hall of Fame son Cal Ripken Jr., and once the victim of a bizarre kidnapping, died Friday, a day before she would have turned 83. Violet and Cal Ripken Sr. married in 1957, and he managed in the late 1980s when sons Cal Jr. and Billy played for him. In 2012, police said Vi Ripken was kidnapped at gunpoint at her home in Aberdeen, Maryland, and driven around blindfolded by her abductor. She was found bound and unharmed about 24 hours later in her car near her home. The case has never been solved. Irv Cross, the former NFL defensive back who became the first black man to work full-time as a sports analyst on national television, died Sunday. Cross spent six of his nine NFL seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. Irv Cross was 81 years old. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: the best time to start thinking about your retirement is before the boss does. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting.
The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.